This is 91.3 WYSO. The National Museum of the United States Air Force is the oldest and largest military aviation museum in the world. And for many local men and women, it holds an enduring significance. Air Force veteran and Wright State University student Matt Bauer of Vandalia has today's Veterans Voices story.
When I was a kid, my dad would take my brother David and I to the National Museum of the Air Force. We marveled at the size of the planes and dreamed of one day becoming pilots ourselves. David became an engineer for Honda, but I joined the Air Force and was stationed at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, where I deployed to Iraq, Kuwait, and Qatar. I've been back to the museum several times over the years, and I've seen exhibits about both the World Wars, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War. But I wanted to go back now as a veteran and see how my military service is represented. I met museum curator and Air Force veteran Doug Lantry, who said people come here from all over because this place isn't just a museum.
This place is valuable because it serves as a memorial. People want to come here to memorialize the service and sacrifice of their relatives that died in service or served and have gone elsewhere. And so we need to pay attention to both of those things. We're both a museum and a memorial.
One of our favorite games as kids was to see how many license plates we can, see in the parking lot, different license plates. And, I remember one trip, it was during the summer, and we actually got all 50 states.
I think this is a very important, not only community asset, but state asset, regional asset, national and international asset.
There are no major exhibits about post-9/11 conflicts now, but curator Jeff DuFord assures me that there are already artifacts here that I can relate to.
From a museum perspective, from a curatorial perspective, what we find is there is commonality in the human experience in war. For instance, one often finds good luck charms. It could be World War I, it could be World War II, it could be Korea, Vietnam. It could be now, it doesn't matter. There's this tendency for veterans to carry good luck charms. We have diaries where someone in a combat zone talks about how horrible the food is or how grateful that they are for the Thanksgiving meal. They talk about the weather, being cold, being tired. They write letters home talking about how much they miss loved ones. So I'm sure that the ongoing conflict is very much the same as it has been in past conflicts.
Jeff says that there are challenges to creating exhibits about ongoing conflicts, and a lot of things that could be displayed here are still being used in secret operations.
We've talked to people who have been involved in these classified operations, and before they answer a question, they actually look around. Even though it's declassified, they look around before they make a statement because they spent decades ensuring that nobody hears them talk about these things openly.
It's going to be a long time, maybe even decades, before I see my war experiences on display here. Here's Doug Lantry.
It normally takes years and years for historical judgment and closure on these events that in museum time are kind of still current events to have a full story.
Today when I visit the museum, it makes me proud and I feel like I made the right decision in joining the Air Force. I look forward to the day when my service is memorialized here and I can share that experience with my family. For Veteran Voices on WYSO, this is Air Force veteran Matt Bauer.
Veterans Voices is produced in collaboration with the Veteran and Military Center at Wright State University. Funding for this series comes from Ohio Humanities.